Hey, everybody. Welcome to Edge of Wonder with your hosts, Ben and Rob. Have you been hearing rumors that the Chinese Communist Party is working in America's best interest because they're teaming up with other countries? Well, after you hear what we found, you're going to see how that's all a big manipulation tactic, because espionage and sabotage are the CCP's go-to strategies to infiltrate America. That's right. We've been saying that the CCP is worming its way into the United States affairs and posing a huge threat to cybersecurity, and we have proof. Today, we're also going to talk about how TikTok is a security nightmare, what bombshells are being revealed by Twitter's former security chief as he blows the whistle about the number of bots on the platform, and so much more.
Yeah, and if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to Edge of Wonder. And if you like what we do and would love to support our work, please consider subscribing to our own platform, Rise.tv, for only $9.99 a month. I mean, it's like a cup of coffee. Because on Rise TV, we have exclusive Edge of Wonder series that you won't find anywhere else. We expose cover-up truths. We unearth hidden history. We share information the mainstream media just won't discuss. And we discuss how humanity's spiritual potential has been buried. My favorite series we've done so far has been ones like Power of the Mind, Near Death Experiences, Tartaria, and Ancient Civilizations. What about yours, Rob?
My favorites were definitely the deep dives we did on the series like The Big Oil Industrial Complex, Transhumanism, The War on Children, Hitler's Search for Relics of Power, and of course, our series on the true roots of communism, which was pretty rad.
I would say so too. Well, you guys, we can't wait to see you there to see in all of our content we have on Rise TV and join our awesome community and our live chats, because the live chats are just awesome. But for now, let's get started on this live show where we'll expose all of the CCP's sneaky schemes, their espionage and sabotage. So we'll see you guys out
on the edge. All right. How you doing there, Ben?
Pretty good. Yeah, this topic is, there's just so much to go over with all of this. And there's always new information coming out with the CCP. And then today, what happened with Twitter, with the whistleblower, I couldn't believe it. And actually, I was really impressed by CNN's article. They did a really good job, and it was very unbiased, which I was kind of surprised.
And you were like, what gives here?
Yeah. I mean, they really were just here is what he's saying, you know, and they went into all aspects of what is happening. And we'll get into that, and along with TikTok and what is happening. So, but first, this whole thing, more of a breaking news, getting into TikTok, we have been Rob and I are on TikTok, right? And we haven't really encouraged you guys necessarily to, if you're not on it, probably don't get on it. If you're already on it, there's not much you can do. If you have another alternate device, like I have an extra old phone that I've been using, and, I don't have really much on it. And I know you're kind of doing the same thing too, Rob, right?
Alternate phone for TikTok. That's how it has to be.
Alternate device, alternate
too
phone.
Too much Chinese espionage code on there.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, and now, which this makes no sense whatsoever, but the breaking news is really that the US government is partnering with TikTok to crack down on election misinformation.
Crack down on election misinformation. Yeah. Crack down on anything they don't agree with. Yeah. Even when it's the truth.
Yeah, that and is, this is
that is not cracking down on misinformation. That's just called being a gang. Being a hardcore information mafia is what that is.
That's pretty much what I would say as well. And the dangers of TikTok. Okay, so they're really finding that all these apps, like no matter what you're using, Facebook, WhatsApp, or basically anything that's connecting to all multiple apps at once, are basically monitoring a lot of things. But what makes TikTok stand out is that it's monitoring every keystroke that you are doing with your phone, and it's sending it back to the CCP.
To our CCP handlers.
Yeah, to our CPC handlers. Yeah. So like, for example, your credit card information should be the most secure, right? But it's like, it's not just because it's not reading what's on the screen. It's monitoring your keystroke. So every time you hit a number, that's being recorded. So it's storing all these personal things that shouldn't be storing, especially things like credit cards. Cause like, why would they need these? But,
provide an optimal user experience controlled by the one and only global cabal.
And then it's like, why, you know, would the Biden administration say like, hey, what a great idea. Let's team up with TikTok to combat misinformation.
Well, I think the funny part about it is that, you know, why would TikTok not welcome the U.S. government in to partner with, seeing how there are terabytes of information pre even 2016 about how the Chinese Communist Party is conducting political and psychological warfare everywhere, which we are actually going to get into on Rise TV. It's so sensitive. We're probably not going to just talk about it on Rumble because it's it gets a little crazy fast. But yes, why TikTok, Ben? Why is Biden choosing TikTok?
Honestly, I'm kind of at a loss for this. The only thing I can really think of is because the CCP either has like, you know, they're weaseling their way into this, like, hey, use us, we'll give you a big deal or like cut you a deal or something. Or the fact that most of the other platforms are already following through with this, like Twitter's already censoring so much. Facebook censors everything, right? But TikTok, you don't post something and there's not the fact check that pops up that's now on Twitter and Facebook, although it's a little less on Twitter, but they still have it on Twitter. The only thing that's really being heavily censored right now is if you're talking negatively about China or the CCP on TikTok.
So yeah, you need to be really careful and choose. I don't think it's just that though. Alt left things are being definitely throttled, and mm-hmm. you do have to be careful. But I think that may have more to do with deals that TikTok and other corporations have made with the UN's finance arm, the WEF, you know, which is honestly, after researching it, just a political warfare organization, in my opinion. And more than that, I mean, it's financial warfare, sure. But it's political warfare at the root of it. And I think TikTok, why TikTok? You know, my opinion is, TikTok is kind of if you were to see all of the data on TikTok, if you had access to the data on TikTok, on new users every week, on new users every month, on content being shared off of TikTok, it is the YouTube of 2022. And right. It's the biggest and most upcoming thing. And all of the young mm-hmm. people are there. And the young people are what this Democratic Party has decided to target.
That's a good point.
You know, to try to sway opinion. The weird part is that at the same time that the Democratic Party knows that and they're trying to harness the power of young people, they've created a situation where the young people are, no offense if you're young and if you're watching this show, this isn't necessarily pointed at you, but young people are becoming more and more like dumb. And I don't mean that, like, I mean that in the way of, like, we're creating an environment where we're literally becoming more and more like drooling zombies. Like, we don't even, like, if you go into Times Square and you pull out a microphone and you start talking to people and asking them questions about how many stars are on the flag, how many states there are in America, mm-hmm. No one, like, young people can't answer these questions. Like, when was the War of 1812? They're like, 1836. And you're like, the answer was in the question. Like, I'm watching, like, there's some people I watch on Instagram that do this stuff, and they, like, interview people, they ask them questions, and no matter what they say the answer is right. They'll be like, yes, you know, no matter what they say, but it's crazy.
That's
stuff.
And hilarious.
Yeah. I do think, though, TikTok is being targeted because it is the most influential social media application out there today. And the reason why it's being strategized the way that it is because the one and only CCP is running it, and they're just doing surveillance on everyone.
And that brings up a really, really interesting point, because the other aspect to this, does the US government want to partner with them because of all the information and data they're collecting, which is technically illegal if they try to do it? So it's like, oh, hey, TikTok's already doing it. We can acquire this data and see way more in depth with the users. And then it's like, we can target them in different ways. That's just something else that I think it could potentially happen as well. So there's just so many. But I mean, like I said, I think they already have control of the other social media platforms. And now it's like I think they're trying to get a little bit more control of TikTok, of what's being posted. So hopefully we won't see too much.
Well, and it's in their best interest to do that, because there's a lot of politicians who are moving to try to take TikTok out of the application library of in American society. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want it there. They want, because they know what it's doing. But every single one of these applications basically is doing similar things. Actually, Lindsay, you know that TikTok that I put up with James Scott, that interview that we did? We could actually probably show that pretty soon if you want, because it's totally related to this entire thing. And that was done in, what's crazy is, like, that interview was in 2018, and it's like more now than ever relevant, even than it was then. And you and I were kind of, our minds were pretty blown by some of the stuff that James Scott was telling us. But
yeah,
you guys listen to this for a second.
Manipulated with our phones. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can throw your phone at you and it would really hurt you.
That is true. Please don't do that.
I'd manipulate your psychology with by hitting you on the head with one. The phone, we have this thing happening now with, it's called cyborgification.
Right.
And cyborgification is just the technological extension of oneself in order to make up for the vulnerabilities in the human condition, right? So the cell phone can be used for good, to call your mom, mm-hmm. but it can also be weaponized against you as a surveillance tool. It's something that people take to the bathroom with them, that you take it everywhere.
I mean, how can we be manipulated with our phones? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can throw your phone at you and it would really hurt you.
That is true. Please don't do that.
I'd manipulate your psychology with the...
Oh, yeah. So that was it. There was actually other clips that we have of phone. James Scott, where he... Actually, there's some others, too, where it goes into exactly specifically what the phone can do. And it's pretty creepy. I mean, we're talking about next-level surveillance, the phone giving out frequencies that can change your... you know, change your mind on things, actually, like, control your mind, make you upset at work. So it's like used for different types of corporate warfare, and then even send out signals that can make you sick, vomit, cause a heart attack, cause heart problems. I mean, crazy stuff. And this is, you know, this is from a guy who's doing cybersecurity stuff as a contractor for, you know, different government organizations.
And he was saying some pretty insane stuff, like, especially related to 5G. I mean, from the studies that he saw, like, being done, not that he saw them personally, but from reading about the studies afterwards, he was like, you know, these can really melt brains. So he did say that. So he recommended, he's like, I would recommend turning off your Wi-Fi at night when you're in. Don't need it. There's no reason to, you know, project that into your brain. So yeah, I know. I always,
whether or not it will actually turn the Wi-Fi off is another thing entirely, which
I know I have a hard time with that.
Like, also, you guys, if you want to see that whole James Scott interview, that's on exclusively on Rise TV. So you can check it out there. And there was actually a couple of interviews I think we did, and they were pretty awesome. So go check.
Yeah,
that
it was
out.
Like two or three at least. Yeah. So yeah. So and like, again, I mean, he, it's just amazing what he was talking about and how it's still relevant today. So
what we discussed was only a small part of some of the stuff that he was talking to us about. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome stuff.
Is this another one or is this the same one?
Yeah, you guys want to see this one too? This one's even cooler.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
But it was from my son who's in college. It was a spoofed thing because I responded. I wasn't getting a response back, so I was getting worried. I called. It's like, I didn't call you. You know, I didn't text you, whatever. Yeah. I had pressed on a link that delivered a payload into my phone. I didn't realize until like 2 days later, I couldn't keep the battery charged. And so I took it to a friend of mine at DARPA, and he found a hot mic camera activation malware. So they were listening to me and I don't know, maybe seeing, I don't know, but both payloads were on the phone. But this stuff is normal, like in our industry. A lot of politicians don't understand it. They don't have cyber hygiene. I got an SMS text one time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, now it's probably like you sign up for Facebook and, you know, I mean, it says it. They have access to your mic and your camera. They're not supposed to have it accessed 24 hours, just like when you are using it. But as we're finding out, that's not the case. And it's actually illegal. It states that they can't do that, but we know they're doing it because you talk about whatever it is that you talk about.
And the worst part is like young people are, we've almost been trained to be like, oh, I know everyone's listening to me. I don't care. When you really start thinking about it, you should care. I mean, it's like the old Yuri Bezmenov, saying like the only time you're going to wake up is when there's finally a communist boot on your back and you're feeling it. But all of this leading up to that moment is us giving away one moment at a time, one decision at a time, giving away our freedoms to some other organization or some other entity. I mean, and it happens slowly. It doesn't happen right away. And we've all let it in. We've let this stuff in, you know?
It's true. We have. Yeah.
Well, and so this big reveal by this like ex Twitter executive, like you've got to go into that because it's kind of all related to this, right?
Huge. Yeah. I mean, this is like, this is so massive and the timing is, it couldn't be more perfect, especially for Elon. This is really going to help him a lot. So I'm sure like everyone's kind of heard about this. So this Twitter whistleblower came out today. This guy, he was not just like a cybersecurity expert. This guy was like the head of the head of the cybersecurity team. Jack Dorsey hired this guy personally to monitor everything that was happening at Twitter. And he was the same guy was interviewed by CNN 22 years ago. And when he's talking about like the birth of the internet, basically, and how vulnerable it was. And he was like, and they're even asking him questions. What do you see in like 10 years from now? What do you see with the internet? And he's like, he basically says in this interview, if things don't change, you know, we're going to see a lot of flawed things in systems and whatnot. So companies are going to have to put more emphasis on cybersecurity because it's just going to get more advanced as the years go. And it's really fascinating because then now, you know, he's working at Twitter and he was a big hacker in the past and then all that changed. But man, so we're going to play a trailer, but we're going to get into all of the facts related to it, what he said and just how insane this actually is. And it's actually amazing that Twitter is still afloat after him revealing all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, where are the repercussions? That's the thing.
All of it. It's like, I can't even believe that someone didn't go in there and just, I mean, he basically says, but not directly, he basically is like, I can't believe that someone hasn't like came in here and just like shut it all down. But they almost tried. They did hack into Biden and Elon's account, you know, and we'll get into all of that. So let's play a trailer and we'll come back and we'll get into this.
Are video games just a fun way to pass the time? Is The Matrix just a movie? The origins of video games go much deeper than anyone ever thought. But what kind of AI future is it all leading to? They say everyone is wired differently. Is that literal? Who's really behind video games and the internet? And what happens when we all plug in, but we stop being able to unplug? Join Edge of Wonder as we uncover the truth behind our video games in Plugged In, The Gaming Industrial Complex, Part 1. Video games, an escape from reality. But what if that was the whole point? How have video games been used to push a transhumanist agenda? Just how close are we to merging technology with human bodies? Cyborgs. Nanotechnology. Altered DNA.
The Terminator was never just fiction.
Join Edge of Wonder as we reveal the shocking truth behind it all in Wired Up, The Gaming Industrial Complex, Part 2.
I mean,
all right.
Gosh. Even the gaming industrial complex itself, like how much that's altered, you know, human behavior.
Oh, all of it.
It's
I know.
The rabbit hole. All right. Anyway, so Ben, let's
it's
hear it.
True. Yeah. Okay. So I think some of the biggest things about this is that he really came out and has expressed Twitter's vulnerabilities and major security concerns. So nearly half of Twitter's 7,000 or so full-time employees have unmonitored access to users' sensitive personal data, like phone numbers, email addresses, basically all everything that's personal on Twitter, they have access to. And the other thing is there's no logs. So that means that, Rob, let's say you work at Twitter and
there's no accountability.
There's no accountability. So
anyone can go in and do anything and it's not being tracked. So no one can find out.
It's not being tracked. That's to me, that's like insane.
That's literally like that's IT department one. Like that's the first thing you do in IT and they don't have it. Like what is this?
Right.
This is
oh my gosh.
Like, obviously they did that. They've done that on purpose. That's a purposeful oversight because that's the first thing you need to not do. Like that's just beyond. That's almost criminal how completely incompetent that is.
Yeah. And he actually even states that Twitter has, may have foreign spies currently on its payroll. And so he produced a 200-page document that he sent to all of like the I think it was like the DOD and some other, anyway, all these US government agencies he sent this to, and he asked for protection because it's like, technically, you know, he doesn't want Twitter to sue him. And he's like, I'm not doing this because this is not like an ethical thing, or I don't agree with this. Is like, this is a major, huge, major US security concern. If any other company was doing what Twitter was doing right now, all of these government agencies would be breathing down their necks and basically raiding their offices. But because Twitter is so powerful, and they have a lot of backing, you know, with all of this stuff, it's not much is happening. The US even notified Twitter of having possible like people who are working there who are specifically sent from other governments to spy and monitor of what's happening behind the scenes on Twitter.
So like intelligence assets from other countries.
Yeah. Yes.
And Twitter did what with that information?
They're like, we'll look into it. That's literally what they said.
We're a private organization. We'll look into it. We think we know Zheng Jinghua is a good person. Okay.
Right.
Where'd they come from? What's their background? What did they sign before they came over? You know,
He's saying that Twitter executives don't have the resources to fully understand the true number of bots on the platform. They don't have any systems even set in place to even potentially monitor.
Why would they want to track something that benefits the Democratic Party?
Well, it's not even that. It's benefiting themselves too. So every quarter, they release like how many new subscribers are on Twitter, right? They don't even care if they're bots or not, because that's where they get their bonus at the end of it. Might even be monthly bonus, that, and it's in the millions of dollars.
Now we have incentive for why people would hide the amount of bots, which is just like, this is why I don't trust science.
Yeah.
Why would, like, if we can't trust big tech, obviously we can't trust science. We can't trust, you know, big pharma. We can't trust doctors, because doctors can get paid out. Anyone can get paid out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so what happened with the Biden and the Elon, and there was a couple other accounts, I think even Obama's might have gotten hacked too, was this person figured out, hey, he figured out who was working in like the IT department on Twitter online, and he contacted those accounts and said, hey, I just started working here. I need access to XYZ. I just need like this information and the back end and blah, blah, blah. And they were just like, yeah, sure, here we go. And that's how he did it. he got it that way and literally hacked into Joe Biden's Twitter account.
Literally just by saying he was one of them.
Yep. Yeah, he just figured out whoever. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it takes some research, but this is what I'm saying. That there's no structure for any kind of security. And it's like, even this guy, he even found out that low level people had high level access. Like somebody just like on some like random, you know, just kind of like a low level entry level IT guy or something, or working on Twitter, you know, and then like they all have access to change things on the front end too. So it's, and no one knows if some, like, who did what, because they're not keeping track of it. And Zatko is this guy's name. And who came out, the whistleblower, and like one of the things that he was saying, which was in the CNN article, he said that he was really worried about January 6th because he was worried that someone could potentially hack Trump's account and start posting very extreme content, which in return would get all these people to do something because, quote unquote, Trump said it, even though it wasn't from Trump. And so he was really concerned that this could potentially happen. And it didn't. The other big thing is that, okay, the company roughly has about 500,000 servers, and more than half are running on outdated software, and they're not being updated. Yeah. And then.
I mean, since their protocols are so good for getting access to things, why would their software be up to date?
Exactly. And
no Saudi accountability anywhere in this company.
No. And then, you know, they try to like silence him, and they like fight, you know, they fight when he, well, he, I can never pronounce the CEO of Twitter. What's his name? It starts with Agrawal.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm sorry. That's okay. Right. Anyway, he went to him personally and was like, look, here, like, you guys hired me to do my job, to be like your security. And this is, there's so many flaws I'm seeing. And basically he kept turning like a blind eye to it. And it was just like, no, because that's when he figured out, well, he's getting this like massive paycheck from all of this. And so if they put in all these security issues in place, a lot of these accounts would get deleted or get exposed as bots and everything else. So and then he said in the earlier in April of 2022, Twitter had a major, major outage, and it was
that.
Yeah. He didn't specify what happened, but what he did say was that it was so critical that he thought that it was going to completely shut down the company for good. Like that's how critical it was. And he said almost everybody who was employed was working around the clock trying to solve the issue. So I don't know if they got hacked, but what I do know is that Saudi Arabia, there was somebody from Saudi Arabia who literally was working as a spy, and they he was convicted as a spy for Saudi Arabia, and he was one of a man, he was a manager at Twitter. So, and then we all know too that right, like when Twitter was going public back in 2012, before they released the shares publicly on their initial public offering, the Saudi Arabian prince scooped up a large portion of Twitter shares. No one knows exact. That's what Elon was even asking. No one knows exactly how many shares he holds. Some even could, like, you know, if he has like half of Twitter, then that means that he technically is the owner of Twitter. But I don't think that's the case. But he was the first one to also try to stop Elon from buying Twitter. So I don't know if you remember, but he made a tweet that was like, no, we can't let Elon, you know, yes, he made some yes, comment yes. about like him being this like multi-billionaire or something. Mm-hmm. But it's like, dude, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, there's so much more to this. Like, I would highly recommend reading the CNN article for everyone out there, because it actually is a very good article, and it really gets into some of the detail of like why this is so crucial, and how and why Twitter's not doing anything about it. But, you know, it's interesting because they don't mention the country. I mean, they do mention Saudi Arabia, but they also, like, the U.S. Government went to Twitter and said, hey, you have two employees that we know of that are there on like espionage for another country. And if I were to guess, I would probably say China. But, you know,
that would be the most obvious one.
Yes. But this is the guy right there for Saudi Arabia. But, you know, it's like, it's just so crazy because it doesn't really look like they had a lot of standards in place. And I think everyone was so concerned about making money that they didn't care. And it's pretty alarming, but this is really helping Elon's case with this guy coming out now.
Well, so, and man, it's so easy to manipulate people with money. It's ridiculous. Like, think about science or scientists. Like, oh, hey, if you don't do this, we're no longer going to fund your activities. Oh, well, now it's not really a choice. I just have to do this. I just have to say this. I just have to publish this, and then I'll get the grant money, and then I'll be set for this amount, and blah, 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 right? Like, this is, our whole society is just corrupt, you know?
Completely. And the other question that I had that was never answered is that with these 500,000 servers, where are they located?
Well,
you know, I mean, a lot of companies
are they located? Could they be somewhere, you know, across the ocean in a communist country?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, they might be here. I know, like, Facebook went to like Sweden or something high in the mountains to build their facility for their servers, because they don't have to worry about keeping it cool. It's just in the mountains where it's always cold, so they don't have to worry about it. But you know, I have no idea. I don't even know if that's something you could find online about where their servers are.
That stuff should all be transparent. There should be laws against having servers in other countries specifically for this reason. This is ridiculous. I mean, our world is set up for nefarious organizations to infiltrate anything they want because it's so loose. Mm-hmm. Cybersecurity is like a joke too.
So I'm looking it up now. It looks like East Coast cities, some of them. There's a site in Atlanta they have, which is that's kind of encouraging, I guess. But
yeah, but that's what they're saying publicly.
Yeah, that's what they're saying publicly. I mean, they just straight up lied. So I guess they were, I mean, according to this whistleblower again, there was direct spam accounts that was shared with the board. Here we have 100% information that all these accounts, this is the percentage, this is what's going on, these are all bots. And they did not disclose that to the public, even when Elon was trying to purchase it and they were trying to downplay the number of bots. So they did lie, actually. And they are still lying because they want to get their multiple million-dollar paycheck. So this is also interesting. Rob, you can read this. I've been kind of talking, but this is from the Washington Post. So Washington Post and CNN published this whole thing with this whistleblower. And this is a follow-up after that was published. So if you want to read this.
Elon's tweet is, so spam prevalence was shared with the board, but the board chose not to disclose that to the public. And here it says, four people familiar with the company's processes for spam detection, who, like others, spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe sensitive internal matters, told the Post that the company keeps several internal tallies of spam and bots known as prevalence across the service beyond the number supplied to Wall Street. The Post also obtained an internal document which was redacted to hide the numbers, showing that spam prevalence was a number shared with the board. The document was supplied to the board at a meeting Zatko attended, according to two of the people. So they did know.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. So this came out as a follow-up after Zatko came out publicly and kind of blew the whistle. And, again, this isn't like a left and right thing. That's why, I'm... It's more of just like a major security concern, and how Twitter is not only misleading the public, they're misleading their shareholders. And this, I think, is a big crucial thing, because this to me is like how the Security and Exchange Commission is now going to really play involved, because if they're directly hiding information from the shareholders to keep the stock up, that's huge. That's like really, really big. If they know something that could affect the company and they're hiding it, on top of like all these other security issues, we got a big problem. So yeah, Epic Times had a article too talking about this, and Elon responded to the Epic Times article. So,
it's calculated that Elon shared an Epoch Times article, because he could have shared anything.
Well, he didn't share it. He just commented.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Commented.
Yeah. 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 It's kind of crazy.
Can you pull that up again, Lindsay, really quick? That same page you just had up. I just want to see it really fast. Okay. Yeah.
And okay, so to be clear,
good, thanks.
Twitter has a term that they call monetizable daily active users, and they refer to it as MDAUs. So you're going to see MDAUs a lot being used, this term now, this MDAUs. So that's like each month they would get the readout of how many MDAUs they received. And then that's where they would turn to the board. And then the board would get their monthly bonus based on how many new users. That's why they're like, right, these bots, I don't know. I'm getting my money, so I don't care. that's basically how it was. And I don't, yeah, it's really weird. It's just
okay. Well, so it's not just Twitter that's dealing with this stuff. Apple actually had a $14.8 million iCloud storage settlement. And I guess this actually came from Apple having servers in random places, didn't it, Ben?
Yeah, specifically in China. This one, like, without saying anything, Apple moved some of their servers into China because it was cheaper for them. And originally, they were saying that they would never do that, and then they did it. And this was actually, this is actually kind of recent. But the change, it was like notified like 2 years ago that they kind of like people started noticing that's what happened. And all of a sudden they started using third-party servers. And when they started doing that, that's when you noticed they started having issues with their iCloud and issues, you know. And the thing is, a lot of these companies, including Twitter, which he does explain the whistleblower, they don't really want to, if something happens, they don't want to tell the public what is going on. They would rather try to deal with it behind the scenes. And even if it's like bad, and especially with China. And this is the problem with a lot of companies working with China. It's that, you know, it seems like this too good to be true deal. And it basically is. And then it's like behind the scenes, China will like take all these things from the company. And then they're kind of like in this blackmail situation. Well, if we go public, it's going to look really bad for us. Or do we just like eat our loss and just continue on like nothing's happening? And I think a lot of companies choose to do that. So
yeah. When money's involved, protect the money.
Yeah. And like getting back with Twitter, it's so weird because Twitter is banned in China. It always has been. Yet what did we see during the pandemic was that all these like Chinese accounts ran by like these famous Chinese doctors and scientists were always the top post of everything. No matter what someone commented on, right underneath it, you see this like Chinese doctor guy like in China, like commenting.
Which means what, Ben?
Well, I mean, which means that somebody is at Twitter, earlier I was like, this
either
has to be China.
Someone is at Twitter or Twitter is receiving large volumes of cash from China to do that.
Yes.
Right. Which I believe both are probably possible.
I 100% agree. And
well, hey, you guys, we got to play another trailer right now. So Lindsay, what's this trailer, the one that we're going to show?
The Communism Cult trailer, which is one of your favorites, I think. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
This is probably one of the hardest hitting series that we've ever written. The Cult of Communism. It actually came on the tail end of us publishing a Deep State series, which kind of was spread far and wide. And this is kind of part two to that series in a way, how the Deep State actually created the Chinese Communist Party and why this is something no one should ever trust. It is creepy and crazy, and it's actually on it's on our rise.tv, but we've also, it's so important that we put it on Rumble as well, so you should check it out there. Definitely have a look at that.
150 years in the making, the ultimate evil specter lies, hatred and struggle. Traditions destroyed. The Deep State's cult, communism.
Hey everyone, I'm Rob and this is Ben from Edge of Wonder. You might recognize us from YouTube, where we had a popular channel from 2018 to 2020 with videos on space, spirituality, the human body, and forbidden history.
Yeah, our content covered everything cool that we found information on, which the mainstream either couldn't or wouldn't talk about.
Our channel had over 500,000 subscribers and we had more than 45 million views. But then we were censored and demonetized without warning for daring to look deeper into topics and bring you the truth.
But we refused to be stopped. Now we're excited that Edge of Wonder is going live twice a week with deep dives, interviews, Q&As, and more of the content you love.
And that's not all. We've been getting lots of requests for our timeless episodes on topics like the Mandela Effect, transhumanism, communism, and more. We're happy to say we've got them all, as well as new series every month on our own platform, Rise.tv.
And don't forget my favorites like The Power of the Mind, Near Death Experiences,
Ancient Civilizations, and our Old World Order documentary series. And the list keeps getting longer.
To watch it all, subscribe to Rise.tv, where you'll get our full, original, uncensored catalog of exclusive content, and you won't want to miss our hilarious live chats with our awesome Rise community.
Yeah, it's like we're all family over there with lots of hope and, of course, humor.
And until next time, we'll see you out
on the edge
of wonder.
So, Rob, actually, we got a... Okay, so Sassy4810 asks, why is Twitter banned in China? And I think this really... You want to answer this?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of said this in the chat if you guys didn't see, but basically the CCP will not really jive with anything that it can't directly control. This is why in China... Even the Christian church must answer to the CCP first, because it needs to first supplant whatever that thing is so that it can directly control it. Because anything that is free, that is not controlled by the CCP, is a direct threat upon its existence. Because when people are free and speaking freely, of course, if you're half intelligent, you'll realize that communism or the CCP is an awful idea. You'll start speaking up against it, and they can't have that, because then it causes unrest and it weakens their control over the masses. So Twitter, that,
yep.
So,
yeah. Well, and this is exactly how they get a lot of control over companies. It's like you have a company and you want to go into China, and China's like, well, you can come in here, but you have to give us your code
or your intellectual property.
Or
we need full access to your intellectual property.
We need full access to it. Yes. Yeah. Because like, if anything goes wrong,
yes, which is why the Apple servers in China are such a, you know.
Because, dude, who knows what the heck they're doing to these servers? Or our information.
You literally just gave them our information without asking whether it was okay.
Exactly. That's why, that's why Facebook is not in China either, because Mark won't give them the full access to Facebook. But that's why the CCP controls TikTok, because they have direct access to all aspects of TikTok. And that's why they can do this. So
Oh, I was just going to say, and for those of you at home who are not as aware of this situation that we're talking about right now, you really need to take a little time and watch the CCP series that we created, that we just showed a trailer for, because it really explains the depth of depravity that is the Chinese Communist Party. It is something that is beyond, like, it is so against humanity. It is the opposite of humanity. It is like the antimatter of humanity. I don't know how else to explain it, but everything that it is seeks to control and destroy and kill and murder. I mean, its whole purpose has been murder since the beginning. This is how an uncountable number of people have died because of communism. And when I say uncountable, I mean it. We're not talking like 94 million was what was provable, but what was hidden during the Great Famine of people that died because of Mao Zedong could be anywhere from 200 million upwards, 500 million maybe. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, and the other major problem is, like, for example, this company like Foxconn, which we don't really hear too much about, but I don't know if you guys remember a few years back, a lot of the people that worked there were committing suicide because it's basically like a prison. And they're the ones that make almost all products for like iPhones, computers, like they all pretty much go through Foxconn. And what was happening was that Apple had a contract through Foxconn, but what was revealed was that they said part of the employees were taking, or I don't even know if it was employees, it's probably more like CCP members, were taking parts, like rejected parts that weren't being put into iPhones, and they were creating new iPhones and then selling those basically on the black market.
That's so classic Chinese business right there.
Yeah. In like 3 years, it was like almost over $1 billion that they accumulated through this. Now it was like, oh, we'll investigate this and whatnot. dude, this is not some random employees doing this. This is this. These are like high level people that knew exactly what they were doing, making these things, you know. And this is what happens. Companies go over there. They figure out, they basically, you get the blueprint to how to make an iPhone. And it's like, oh, well, Apple puts an order for 500,000 iPhones. So they'll boost that to 1 million phones, give Apple the 500 and take the other 500,000 and put those on the black market. So, you know, and then it's like, what does Apple do?
Yeah, the factories are there. They can make as many as they want.
That's the thing.
You don't know whether they're doing it or not.
That's the thing.
They're only charging you for what they gave you.
That's it. That is exactly
it. And then the craziest thing too is like, it's beyond stupid. Like they really call us like stupid. They think Westerners are stupid because of how easy we are to take advantage of. And they just are like, yeah, come on, put your factory here. And then they put chips in all of the phones and track everything that's going on.
Right.
You know, we will get into this on Rise TV. We're not talking about these are not normal. This is not a normal organization. This is not a normal government that we're talking about. And anyone thinking that Xi Jinping or the CCP or even Vladimir Putin is trying to take down the deep state. I mean, really, please, like, you need to think through how cunning these organizations have been historically. That is a very, very naive look on the world. Like, we will show you documentation on Rise TV about this very soon.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think, like, you know, you have to look at these, like, no matter, each of these entities, they're all bad, right? They just all want their own control over things. That's what it comes down to, you know? And there's, it's like, yes, there's so many people that are like, oh, white hat, you know, black hat, and whatever. It's like, no. Each of these things want control. It's just a matter of what level are you going to stoop to get that control. And, you know, and then it's like, well, you know, Putin doesn't trust China. He doesn't trust the deep state. So it's like, if I had control, then I trust what I'm going to do. And therefore, I want to have control. The deep state's like, we want to control everything, because we don't trust anybody else. And China's like, we just want to control everything. So it's like, there is an internal battle with this, but it's not like somebody else is good over somebody else. It's like, honestly, none of them should be in control.
No.
and every single one of them should probably be locked up for crimes against humanity. So, you know, just some of them, they're, you know, obviously, like, Putin's kind of going against the deep state in some ways, but it's like,
it's like two completely evil empires warring. It'd be like two Star Wars empires warring against one another for control over, you know, free people, you know, like, yeah. Putin is okay.
It's like, do you want to have Emperor Palpatine as the leader, or do you want to have Darth Vader or Lord Voldemort?
It's like, yeah.
It's like, who do you want? They're all fighting for control and they're all bad. So,
oh man, Voldemort would get his butt kicked by those two. Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
No chance. I mean, take out a wand against a lightsaber or electricity. Yeah, he's fried.
It's kind of crazy when I do hear people talking about this, like, oh, maybe this, it's like, no, unfortunately, they're all bad. Sorry, guys. I mean, bad is just bad. And it's just like I said, how low are you really going to stoop to, you know?
Well, and that's the thing, is no one is comfortable even no one is comfortable. Thank you, Lindsay, for your part here. Of course, she pulls up probably one of her favorite images, that's a mural on her wall.
How did you know?
Okay, well, you guys, we're going to head over to Rise.tv momentarily, and we found a document that outlines psychological and political warfare that we're going to show you.
And specifically from the CCP.
Well, it's a specific report specifically about
the CCP.
And it is very, very eye-opening, because after even reading a few paragraphs from this 84-page document, there's no way that you come out of it thinking that this is a normal battle. This is not that this is not psychological warfare that's going on en masse right now in front of us. And it will make you really rethink who you're going to trust and who you're not going to trust here. And what I would say is for anyone who really is out there that thinks that somehow Putin and Xi are, you know, manning up against the deep state, that is, there are so many reasons not to think that. And we're going to show you exactly why that would be a ridiculous thing to think here. And, yep. And it's not us saying that. This is evidence that we can show you on why that this is happening right now. So
yeah. And also there was a major, well, this happened a while ago, but we'll get into how 2 million CCP members were charged for espionage. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people and probably a fraction of how many that they've actually amped up to do this kind
of thing. It's so true. So we'll get into all of that on Arise TV.
So yeah, if you can, please support our work. It's only $9.99 a month, and we are going to be giving you like all of us is on Arise TV. You know, on Rumble, you'll be getting bits and pieces like this of everything that we do. But we want to give you guys the real information that we can find, the hardcore evidence on our own platform where it's safe enough for us to do that. Out there in the public world is kind of crazy right now. So if you can support our work, we'd really appreciate that. And all of you guys over at Rise TV, we love you so much for keeping us going and for allowing us to do this work for you guys. So please come on over to Rise and we'll be answering your questions over there as well.
The planet is dying. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We're made to feel guilty for causing climate change. But what if this is a bigger agenda being financed by big oil itself? In Edge of Wonder's explosive series, The Big Oil Industrial Complex, we ask, is it all a big scam?
When it comes to oil, it does so much more than just provide our gas. Yet people know very little about how much oil goes into creating one of the biggest potential health threats on the planet right now. Plastic.
Bike to work. Watch your carbon footprint. Don't use plastic straws. Are the companies pointing fingers really the ones responsible for the destruction?
Why are there plastics in our blood? And if everyone cares so much, then why is there not more pressure on these massive companies to make changes? Who's really behind it all, and why are they doing this?
Is the focus on profits making these industries turn a blind eye to what they are really doing to our bodies?
Nowadays, plastic is in everything, including all bubblegum.
Get ready for an exposé that will turn the oil industry on its head.
You won't believe what we found.
A bacterium infected a flea. A flea hitched a ride on a rat. A rat spread the Black Death to all of Europe. Millions dead, dirty peasants infected. Or is there more to the story? What if our advanced mindset of the future caused us to miss something about the past? What if something tied together every epidemic throughout time? What if people weren't just reacting to plagues, but plagues actually reacted to people? This is the first deep dive of its kind into a part of plagues never before acknowledged. You'll never look at history the same way again.
So let's think about it. What exactly is a plague?
Living in the future, it's easy to look at the people of the past and pass judgment.
But there have been numerous plagues over humanity's history and even until today.
I mean, this type of look at plagues we did might be the kind of deep dive nobody has ever done before on possibly the most covered subject in history.
Plagued, Part 1, When Society Falls. Only on edgeofwonder.tv.
All right.